Hamas warns it could kill all hostages unless Israel meets demands. By Joel B. Polak on December 10, 2023. A Hamas spokesman suggested Sunday that the terror organization could kill all of the presumed 137 hostages in its custody if Israel does not accede to its demands. Abu Obeida, a familiar spokesman for Hamas who had not been seen for several weeks, released a video in which he made the threat clear. Neither the fascist enemy and its arrogant leadership, nor its supporters, can take their prisoners alive without an exchange and negotiation and meeting the demands of the resistance, he said, according to the Times of Israel. It is not clear if Hamas would deliver on that threat. The hostages are the only leverage that Hamas has over Israel, and it uses them as human shields. The Hamas leaders in exile, in luxurious accommodation in Doha, Qatar, would also likely to preserve the hostages alive to ensure that Israel negotiates with him, rather than killing them, as it is promised to do, eventually. Hamas has tried to use the deaths of individual hostages to deter Israeli military action before. In the latest example, it claimed that Sahar Baruch, 25, a hostage from Kibbutz Be'eri, had been killed in an Israeli rescue attempt. Israel said that Baruch was murdered by Hamas and that the rescue attempt killed several terrorists but found no hostages in the location that was raided. The new threat could be a sign that Israel's military pressure is working, forcing Hamas to make sensational threats to survive. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.